Supporters of a city council bill to require paid sick leave in New York City have a new tactic, framing it as a women's issue. And as WNYC's Anna Sale reports, they think it's gaining traction to pressure the council speaker and mayoral hopeful Christine Quinn to bring it up for a vote.
We're here because we are women. Women who are active in the workforce.
Councilwoman Gail Brewer is the lead sponsor of the bill to require employers with more than 5 workers to provide at least 5 paid sick days a year for women and men. But at Monday's event, supporters focused on how the bill affects women. Brewer was joined on the steps of City Hall by other female elected officials, including 2 New York congresswomen. They called for another woman, Council Speaker Christine Quinn, to allow a vote on the bill. Representative Carolyn Maloney was there. She hosted Quinn at her Washington home last month at a reception honoring women leaders. She says she's not sure who she's supporting in the mayor's race, but she's let Quinn know this is a priority.
Oh, certainly. She knows my position. And as I said, I've carried this bill on the federal level.
Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez was more pointed. She said family-focused policies like this are a key test for Quinn, who has courted the support of national women's groups.
If you are a woman and you're running for mayor of New York City, this is an issue that impacts disproportionately working women. And so this is going to be a very difficult position for her.
This was just the latest women-centered push for Bill's supporters. Gloria Steinem told the New York Times last week she'd rescind her support of Quinn's mayoral bid if there's no council vote. A half-page ad signed by hundreds of city women ran in the Times the same day. Speaker Quinn set a March 22nd public hearing last week. In a statement, she said she supports the goal of paid sick leave, but not right now due to an uncertain economy. That's a position she's held since last summer. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.